The Power FM Brekkie Show.
This sounds like a foodie's dream coming up in Ballarat.
Oh, yeah. I went to it last year, had an absolute ball and stuffed myself silly. It was absolutely amazing. You know I love my food and wine.
Oh, yes. That's a reoccurring theme here on the show.
And we're very lucky to have two of the masterminds behind it. Once again, I am talking about the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival Regional World's Longest Lunch in Hop Lane, Friday the 16th of March. Got John Harris and, of course, Peter Ford in here this morning. How are you guys?
We're very well. Good morning.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Doing all right. Now, we're excited for this year's World's Longest Lunch here in Ballarat, of course. Mitchell Harris Wines are on board to match the food with some amazing wine. And Peter Ford, you'll be doing some of the food because there's a lot of different venues sort of getting on board to partake. How does it work? Do you do a course? Do you do a part of each course?
The theme is to concentrate on the inner city crew and showcase what they're doing. And we get together in a room and we decide who's going to do which course. And that's how it...
Which course have you landed on?
Well, I landed dessert again this year.
Yes.
I don't mind the dessert.
That was good.
Yeah. Everyone looks forward to the end of these things because it can be arduous getting through your six courses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a nightmare. Oh, my God.
Always that second stomach that just opens up for dessert, though, isn't there? No matter how full you are, you just go, need another thing. Oh, there's sweets.
We've all got it now.
Well, it sounds good. So you'll be on dessert. And, of course, we've got other venues doing other parts of the meal, and you, John Harris, as part of Mitchell Harris Wine, do you guys have the task of matching the wine? Is that an intimidating task when you've got people there who probably consider themselves amateur foodies or all the rest?
No, I've got the easy job.
You've got the easy job.
I've got the easy job. It's Pete and the team of chefs have got all the work to do. I just have to select some wines to go with their food, which their food's going to be fabulous. So, I don't think I should have any trouble finding some good local wines to match with those dishes.
Yeah. Now, Peter, tell us about some of the restaurants you've got on board this year. You've mixed it up in comparison to last year.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great way for people to come up, possibly on the train or just hit Ballarat and test six restaurants in the one meal, which I think is a great way to showcase the region.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're really pleased. We've got Simon Beaton's joined the George, as you probably know, so he's going to come and start the gig.
Lovely.
And Derek Both from Underbar. He's established that beautiful little restaurant.
Which is kind of cool.
I've heard nothing but good things
about
that place.
It's kind of cool that you can get a sample of it there because, the place books out and, as soon as the bookings are open, it's gone.
Fantastic. And we've got Moon and Mountain. So Liam Downs is going to come and showcase some hogs and hens.
Yum.
Beautiful.
We've got Scott from The Forge. So he's a first timer in this event. So he's going to do some beautiful Meredith goat's cheese tortelloni, I think. So it's a little bit eclectic. There's going to be some Asian food in there. So we were thinking, what's the theme here? And then we said, well, you should just do what your place does rather than let's all do the British luncheon style, which I don't think that Guy Lan or Tom Sum will go well in an English lunch. But, so we just thought, look, let's just do what we have to do.
Yep.
And, of course, Donatella, who's opening the pub with two names.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. So he's going to do a course in there as well. And I think that's duck in that course.
Wow.
That's exciting. Because I think people are kind of anxious. Well, they're excited to see what's going to happen with the pub of two names. I mean, Jules and I have been tracking the progress every single day.
Having a sticky beak in there when they're like, what are they doing? Oh, they're painting the cupboards white. That's interesting. Cool. Yeah.
Something that's really cool too about this lunch is that you guys are really championing local ingredients, which is always a really positive thing to see.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether mine's a commercially produced stuff. My dessert is just called a city jumble. So they're some stolen fruits from the backyards, nuts, chestnuts that I'm going to get from the ballet school today, hopefully.
What do you need? So, I've got some grapefruits in my backyard.
They're in.
Yeah. Sweet. Just need a ton of sugar to make them edible, that's all.
Yeah. And matching mine's going to be easy too. Like we've got, I'm going to look at Ballarat, Grampians, Pyrenees, regions, and styles from bubbles through to crisp, dry whites, medium-bodied reds, and then we'll find a little dessert wine to go with Pete's final course to finish things off.
Sounds spectacular. Ballarat's becoming such a hot spot for this food and wine culture. It's amazing. And beer as well. Of course, we've got the guys from the Hop Temple.
Yes, let's not forget beer.
Yeah, some amazing Zach's going to take care of that.
So Zach's going to put together a couple of beers, a couple of local brewers as well. So if you want to tag out of wine for a course, then you can grab a beer, recharge the taste buds, and then jump back into wine.
It sounds absolutely amazing. It's the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, Regional World's Longest Lunch, March 16th, which is a Friday. Kicks off at midday. You can get tickets and more information from melbournefoodandwine.com.au. Peter, John, thanks for joining us for a chat.
Pleasure, thanks.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.